More than 400 Miami Beach police officers are working overtime to tame the crowds. Resort tax revenues do not cover the costs. The mayor, the police, and the Chamber of Commerce are all desperate for the spring breakers to retreat. But an attempt to ban liquor sales after 2 a.m. was crushed when a nightclub sued. Busting illegal Airbnbs is a game of whack-a-mole. And when the city withheld permits for beach parties, entrepreneurial hosts took to the sea selling tickets for lawless cruises. The city swiftly put more officers on boats. Every single city in Florida that has been a spring break destination has done everything it could to end its spring break, says Miami Beach's mayor, Dan Gelber. For him, it's not working. Fort Lauderdale, nicknamed Fort Liquordale for booze smuggling during Prohibition, was the first to host a roaring spring break and the first to shut it down. When a 1960 film brought the hedonistic escapade there to the big screen, Americans became mesmerized. By the mid-1980s, spring breakers mobbed the place. Bad behavior made residents rally. Florida raised the drinking age from 19 to 21. The city tightened open container laws. The numbers plunged. Back in the day, it was belly flop contestants, nickel beers and hot dog stands, says Stacy Ritter, head of the city's tourism agency. These days, it's a different kind of college student, the kind that carries Daddy's American Express card. Though police expect double to triple as many students as last year, Fort Lauderdale's spring break remains largely peaceful. Farther west, city efforts have also had more of a bite. After students wrecked motels and trashed the waterfront of Gulf Shores, Alabama in 2016, a ban on alcohol at the beach and a forceful crackdown sent them scurrying. We had the gun loaded, ready to pull the trigger, says the mayor, Robert Kraft. Few have returned. Spring breakers are not unwanted everywhere. South Padre Island off the Texas coast spent $15,000 advertising on college campuses this year. Its population more than doubles when students arrive. It is easier to patrol than bigger cities, and its proximity to the Mexican border means there is already an overload of officers. But if its campaign is too successful, it may want to boot the college crowd out too. Back in Miami Beach, police are afraid to lay down the law. With social media these days, whatever we do will be wrong, one says. The city is sponsoring nighttime shows to tempt visitors away from the chaos. But volleyball tournaments are not what lured the fraternity brothers south.